And now, Jacob and Winifred Moon.
We'd like to sing an old spiritual for you that we've known for a long time. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. I'm so glad trouble don't last always.
I'm so glad trouble don't last always.
Glory.
From Madison, some of you know her as the daughter of the president of our North Florida Junior College. But we know her as a lovely young singer who's going to sing Sweet Little Jesus Boy for us.
To write, look how we treated you, but pray.
I didn't know who you were.
I fully expected somebody to come pull my coattail and say, "Where in the world is Mark Moore?" Well, I've been saving him. Mark, and that's a good question, Mark, where are you? Mark is here all the way from Denver, Colorado. And my, how he's been charming us and helping us. My good friend and your good friend, Minstrel Mark Moore.
Thank you very much, Cousin Thelma. It's a pleasure to be back with all you good folks here in Florida again, and I've had a real wonderful week of it. I think maybe it's time for you all to pitch in and sing a little bit, and I'll do one for you to finish up my part of the program. This is one that practically everybody has heard because it's become so very popular in the last couple of years. And if you don't know it, it's very, very easy to learn. Let's try to find a key. That's all right. Now, as with a lot of these songs which we sing together, the rhythm is very important.
Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya.
Kumbaya is a dialect version of three words which mean come by here. In African, from the country of Angola, as I understand it. Come by here, my lord, kumbaya. Now the tune is always the same, and the structure of the verses is always the same, in that you sing one line three times in each verse, and then the last line of all the verses is always the same. I'll do it once more, and then you can pitch in and help me now. Listen close. Sing along already if you know it.
Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya.
Everybody now.
Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya.
Now, I'll tell you the words for each verse as we go along. I want to hear some good, solid singing from behind me here. I know we've got some choral groups here, and they ought to be singing, because I'm sure they know it. All right, let's start back at the beginning now. Here we go.
Kumbaya, my Lord.
Sing it out.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya.
Someone's crying, Lord. Here we go now.
Someone's crying, Lord. Kumbaya.
Sing up big.
Someone's crying, Lord. Kumbaya. Someone's crying, Lord. Kumbaya. Oh, Lord. Kumbaya.
Softly now. Someone's praying, Lord. Here we go.
Someone's praying, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord.
Someone's singing, Lord. Now sing out real big and loud. Let's hear those old songs in your hearts. Here we go.
Someone's singing, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's singing, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's singing, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya.
Back to the beginning now. Here we go.
Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya.
Thank you. Did a real nice job. I appreciate it. We've had a lot of different kinds of songs here today, and I think that one of the types that certainly should be represented on a folk festival in its proper way is what I sometimes classify as modern American music in a folk style. Several years ago, a man by the name of Jester Hairston wrote a song. And while it isn't exactly seasonal, I think a good song is worth listening to and worth singing any season of the year, whatever its particular season as far as its subject is concerned. This particular song has become very famous at Christmas time, and perhaps you'll enjoy hearing it again. It's called Mary's Boy Child. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will shepherds watch their flocks by night, them see a bright new shining star, and hear a choir sing. Their music seemed to come from afar. Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. Then find no place to born she child, not a single room was inside. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king
because of Christmas Day. By and by, and find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little boy was born. Time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forever. Listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Isn't it a beautiful lady? She's been here all weekend. And some of you know that she directed the first two Florida Folk Festivals. And then when she couldn't come for the third one, they had the temerity to ask me to take over. And I wouldn't let go then. But she wasn't out of a job, because our wonderful friend, folklorist, is the national director of the National Folk Festival in Washington, D.C. Now, I am letting her say a word through the mic so far. And I'm going to pull her coattail if she says too much now. But she's been circulating around, and I think having a wonderful time these 3 days. And I just thought maybe she'd like to make a comment now. I give you Sarah Gertrude Knott.
Well, there was one smart thing I did anyway when I came to Florida, was to suggest Thelma Bolton as a director to follow through. It's one thing to start a festival. That's it. Give her a big hand. It's one thing to start a festival, and it's another to carry it through. It's one thing to have the vision that somebody had. I wonder if Mrs. Saunders is here. She was the first person that I know about. Well, where is she? Well, anyway.
She's there.
Oh, here she is. She was a person 10 years ago. You know, the world has turned upside down and wrong side out 2 or 3 times since that time, but Thelma won't let me tell you about that. But at any rate, Mrs. Saunders was the first person who mentioned the festival to me and the one who brought it here. Then there is another person over here with a microphone on. If ever Stephen Foster looks down upon this world and is proud of a man who carried forward his name, a man whose tower over here, whose very monument is the tower over here. It's Foster Barnes over here. And I think that those of you who've been here ought to see him too. So, Foster, I think you better stand up and show yourself, because he is the power behind the show. And I see she's giving me the nod. I want to say what a wonderful thing it's been to be here in Florida and to see this program expanding. If every state had a festival corresponding to this, and it were in the hands of the people themselves, as this is, and if they had a director like Thelma Bolton, it wouldn't make any difference what happened in Washington. We would preserve the basic elements that have gone into the making of this country. We have preservations of forests, of lands, of architecture, but all too few are thinking about preserving and holding the basic folk traditions of this country. It's been a pleasure to be here, and thank you very, very much for letting me come.
At the time the festival was suggested, simultaneously, I think it was an idea of burning in several heads, but a very important head, the president of the National Federation of Music Clubs, Mrs. Ada Holding Miller, who is also here to celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Thank you, Bolton. It certainly is one of the most beautiful sights I think I ever saw, not only today, but yesterday afternoon. And if there is any finer folk music or a better program, more beautifully costumed, more beautifully performed than that of yesterday, I don't want to hear it. It was wonderful, and when I stop and think what has happened in 10 years in this beautiful spot, how fortunate we are, how happy you should be. And I do want to say right now that there are modest people here who have done the hard work. All I did was do the thinking about the idea, but everybody else did the work. And the woman who has done tremendous amount of work is shy, but I do want her to be recognized, and you did too. Mrs. Saunders, I couldn't tell you what she hasn't done, and I want her to come up and say so. Mrs. Saunders.
You know, I keep telling you over and over, no one person could do it. It takes everybody working together. And we are very, very fortunate to have Lillian Saunders as an important member of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission. Lillian Saunders.
It's a great pleasure to have all of you come to the Stephen Foster Memorial. And it's a great pleasure to enjoy the Folk Festival. And I do want to say that Mrs. Ada Holding Miller, while she was national president of the National Federation of Music Clubs, and when the governor was full of Warren, the first celebration of National Stephen Foster Day was held at the museum. And Mrs. Miller said that day, "This is the logical place for the National Folk Festival, and you people will have to begin and do something about it." And as all of you know, Sarah Knott helped us for 2 years, and Miss Bolton helped us those years too, because she was on the program. But Sarah Knott originated and directs the National Folk Festival each year. And she didn't have enough time to stay here 12 months in the year with us. So Thelma's been good enough to stay 12 months in the year, and we are counting on having her all and on. And this year, we appreciate everybody taking part. And as Thelma said, there are so many people, and all of the staff up at the memorial, and all of the people connected with the memorial, as well as our state government. You know, this park belongs to you, the people of Florida. And every 2 years, the commission requests the state legislature for funds. And we have been given wonderful cooperation. So all of the people who have been in the legislature and the governors who have been there since 1939 have assisted, as well as the public. And we appreciate you being here. And next year we're going to have a bigger festival. Thank you.
The chorus, the Columbia High School chorus, will almost conclude the program with two old hymns. Then Brother Bailey will pronounce the benediction.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my ear, the Son of God is close.
With that very precious note in the background, may we all stand. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee that we can pray and that thou dost hear us because we come in that most worthy name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, our Father, thy blessing upon those who have been here these past 3 days and have now many of them turned homeward. We pray that the thoughts and the meditations and the fellowship that has been so wonderfully manifest here may represent in the hearts of all of us a picture of thy love and grace and mercy. Even as we have observed thy handiwork overhead and behind and above us all through these beautiful days, we give thanks for thy love and for thy care and for thy mercy. We give thanks to our Father for all this talent, for every heart that has been turned toward thee in the spirit of song and the spirit of worship. Grant to us now, Lord, thy journeying mercies to every place we may turn this hour, and those many who shall turn to their churches to worship, may thy Spirit guide them. Watch over us and keep us until it is our privilege perhaps to meet again in this lovely place, to give thee more and more of the praises of thy goodness. For we ask these things with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now don't go.
I'm a Creek from Eufaula, Oklahoma, originally, but I am now at Ardmore. And this song was taught to the Creeks, or Muscogee, by the Presbyterian missionaries who worked among them for a long time from this area in Georgia, and also when they were removed to Oklahoma. And these missionaries stayed with them long enough to learn the language and devise an alphabet, and also wrote several hymnals for them. This is one form. This is an old hymn.